There are times when me and my wife, we lost children and I didn't cry. I wouldn't allow myself, because what I learned as a young man was that empathy, vulnerability, transparency is not accepted. My father, I'll never forget, I'd walked in on him and he was listening to some really sad soul music. And he was just sitting there and I had so much empathy. He just looked so pitiful at the moment. Even in my little young heart, I got to make him feel better. Like, you know, why is he so sad? And I walked over to him. And I put my hands on his shoulder, climbed up and kissed him on the cheek. You know, just to, like, let him know I loved him and whatever he was feeling, it was going to be okay. And he looked at me with a look of extreme disgust. It was like I had an eye in the middle of my forehead. It looked at me like I was deformed and I felt ugly. And I felt shame immediately, like I had done something wrong, like I had stepped across the line. And he looked at me like, what are you doing? And it wasn't followed by a hug or a kiss back or anything. It wasn't reciprocated at all. And I was like, whoa, all right, I'll never do that again. I'll never again show that kind of weakness. The only emotion that we're allowed to show was anger. It wasn't until years later when I did go to therapy, and I started to examine. I was like, what's wrong with me? And man, the doors just started opening, and the movie Lean On Me with Morgan Freeman came on television, and I sat there and watched it, and I couldn't stop crying. And I mean sobs. And I never cried like this. I couldn't understand why it was affecting me so much. In hindsight, I could look back, and Morgan Freeman was protecting those kids. I saw myself like those kids. He's like, lock the doors. And he kicked all those gang members out. And I mean, just remembering this, like, oh, and that was me. And I needed him. I needed somebody like that. And I didn't have it.